Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
So I've got two messages on Instagram this morning that are making me uneasy about the picture going up at the airport. So I was at the centennial celebration for the Atlanta airport yesterday, and they've made me one of the ambassadors. And with that is the honor of having my face on the billboard at the airport. When you're coming up the escalator, I'm one of a bunch of ambassadors that you'll see for about 60 seconds. We come up welcoming people to Atlanta, right?
I'm curious, are there any other responsibilities as a Hartsfield-Jackson airport ambassador? Like, yes, that's the goal was to get your face on that giant screen as we're going up the escalators to get the baggage claim. But have they given you any other special duties?
Yes, I have to work at Sbarro once a week.
Bring me a slice.
Could be worse places. Please. No, right? I need you in the A terminal at P.F. Chang's, please.
A P.F. Chang's, man. Mongolian beef. Hell yeah.
Every time.
And while you're at it, pick up a shift at the terminal B, Auntie Anne's. There you go.
Okay, I can do that. I'm not so much into the carbs, but okay. Either way. So, no, they haven't asked me to do anything, but as soon as they do, I'll say yes.
Of course.
No matter what it is. So, okay, the first thing I'm uneasy about is, so there are four different pictures that are going up throughout the airport. It's not just that one billboard, but there are some kiosks also. So there are four different pictures, and I shared one of them online yesterday. And the response I got from one listener on Instagram was, wow, great makeup artist.
Okay.
Well, that's rude.
Somebody always got to find some way.
They're a photographer.
Just 24 hours. Can't I have it for 24? Right. I just want it for 24.
I'm here to tell you, when you see these photos, I will say, I think these are some of the best looking photos I've ever seen of you. And I think it's because you are genuinely, authentically excited about the fact that you're an ambassador for the Atlanta airport, that it is coming through the camera, and the lighting and the hair and makeup, all of it. They are great photos of you.
Yeah. I said this a few times, man. I was not professional. I was just so excited about it, right? Like that, I think I was a giddy amateur, man. Kind of a hack. Mm-hmm. So maybe that came through, but I was genuinely happy, right?
And also kudos to your makeup artist.
For sure. For sure. And Amanda for doing my hair. Teresa, good morning. And then I got to tell you about the second one, because this one's really confused me. Hey, Teresa.
Good morning. I just landed at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. And as I'm coming up the escalator, who do I see in a hoodie but Bert White?
Yay! They haven't cut you out yet.
Not yet. Well, that's cool. Thank you. I really want to go up that escalator and see it come up in real time. I was geeking out over it yesterday, so I stood there for 6 minutes waiting for it to come up. But I'm glad it's up. Thank you for letting me know.
I couldn't even believe it. I just got off the train, happened to look up and went, holy crap, there it is.
That's so cute.
Thanks for noticing. I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Okay, now here's the one that's got me a little bit confused. And I think Mo and Katie, I don't want to draw any assumptions here, but I think I might know where she's coming from, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to put this one in your hands, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I also posted a picture yesterday during this celebration. Just amazing. All of the living Atlanta mayors, every single one that's still living was there. Okay, you got Shirley Franklin. What's up, Shirley?
Hi.
You've got Andrew Young, historic icon, former mayor and now ambassador, or former ambassador also. Andrew Young, I took a picture with him. He's on there. All of the mayors, every single one of them. At one point, all of the mayors and the ambassadors got together for a picture. And in it, I believe, I might be the only white person. Oh, maybe two. Okay. It didn't even register for me yesterday. It wasn't even a thought. Not for a second, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got a message this morning saying, did it feel odd to be around so many black people?
I don't know how to answer that.
Now, no. I want to let you know that this comes from a P1, okay, that is black, right? And she's very loyal to the show, so I don't think this was insulting or anything. I have a hunch, but I wanted to throw that at you guys before I tell you what my hunch is.
I don't know. I can't really speak to that. I don't know why that would be awkward for you. I don't know what she meant by that.
Katie?
Yeah, I'm just as confused.
Okay, so here's what I thought. Mo, you've said before that when you started working on The Bert Show, it's the most white people you've ever worked with.
Right.
Right? And mm-hmm. it was, I don't know that you ever used the word odd.
Might have said culture shock.
Culture shock, uh-huh. Right? And you have said before also that when you're in rooms, if it's predominantly white, you will seek out, like, you'll make note that if there's other black people.
Okay.
In the room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
So if it's uncomfortable or just culture shock or odd for a black person to be in a room full of white people, maybe she's asking, did I have that same experience?
Okay. I kind of get it. I mean, I guess because I was looking at it as a celebratory thing. Like if I was showing up somewhere to celebrate or to be celebrated, I think it would be a little different as opposed to if you're in a room where you work there and you know that your interactions with everybody may be a bit different. If you have never truly interacted with white people before, then you may have a discomfort there. But I mean, you've interacted with a ton of black people. You've been around black people. So I don't see why that would have been awkward for you. But maybe that's what she was trying to get at. That you might have felt awkward just because you were there wasn't a lot of white people around.
And I think knowing that this is the centennial of Hartsfield-Jackson Airport and Atlanta has such a rich black history,
mm-hmm.
that you would expect there to be a lot of black people at this event.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, like when we speak, right, we're diving into our lives, into which our walks of life obviously are very different and our life experiences are vastly different. So sometime when you engage in conversation and you get opinions going around a room, it's like, okay, this would be very different. If I was in a room full of black people, this would be perceived differently than if I were in a room full of white people. But that doesn't necessarily mean that if I just walk into a room and there's white people there, I'm like, oh my God, uncomfortable. Like that's that's not exactly what it means. You know what I'm trying to say?
And again, it was, did it feel odd to be around so many black people? So
she might have just been asking, did it feel weird to be the minority in the room? Like, was that a weird experience to have? Like, typically, I mean, walking around, like, you know, there's majority white people around. Was it different to be not the odd one out, but like, did it feel weird to be, I guess, quote unquote, the minority in the group?
Katie, is my hunch wrong? It could be right. And then I'll answer that.
No. I think it's what you're saying, Abby. Like, she's asking, how does it feel to be the minority in this space?
Okay, so, like, maybe if you walked into a black club, you would be, you wouldn't be used to it because you haven't been in black clubs before. So maybe if you walked into, like, a black strip club, it would be like, okay, this is different. Like, I've never been in this type of environment before. Maybe she meant it like that.
Which I've done at Magic City and for sure noticed that I was, like, one of a couple of white people and the other white people were with me. I've noticed it. I didn't feel like it was odd. I've gone to concerts. I was creator,
Tyler.
Tyler, thank you.
You're welcome.
Tyler, the creator, a couple of weeks ago, and it was predominantly mm-hmm. a black audience. Also,
or I noticed Kendrick Lamar concert.
Kendrick Lamar as well. I noticed it, but
it wasn't odd.
It doesn't feel odd. Yesterday, I didn't even notice it, but that could have been the giddiness. Also, like I was just so excited to be there that it never even registered. But individually, that never feels like an odd experience to me.
Yeah, I think it was, I get the question in certain terms, I guess. Like when we all went to the Hoopty Doo review over this presentation.
Hey, that was odd for white people, too.
Yeah, we were right, all like uncomfortable.
Right, but if I were going to the airport and I were in a room and it was all white people, I wouldn't have that same feeling of like, wow, this is odd. It wouldn't feel like anything.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
It didn't even register to me yesterday.
Okay.
Kristen, I know you're very excited about Friday, so take it from here.
Oh, Friday, the bunny cam is back. This is what they greet you with at the gates of hell. I was like, when do I jump in? I was like, it's like if I was attempting to play double dutch, I never would have jumped in. That just would have kept on playing and would have kept on playing. All right, so yeah, Bunny Cam is back. I pitched this idea many, many, many moons ago on the Bert Show. Bert thought it was the dumbest idea on the face of the earth, but he let me do it. We had a bunny cam. We had live bunnies in studio. We had a bunny cam. And we got an impressive number of hits on the Bert Show's Facebook page.
Look, I know you love these words. You were right.
I was right.
I was wrong.
The bunnies captured people's hearts and minds and captured their eyes. And that's what we're going to do again this Good Friday. So the Georgia House Rabbit Society, when I hit them up and asked like, hey, you guys want to come back in for the bunny cam? Without hesitation, they were like, absolutely, we would love to. They are a rabbit rescue. Again, the Georgia House Rabbit Society will be in here Friday, Good Friday, going into Easter weekend. And they are bringing with them, and they're babies, but apparently they some big babies. Benson, Shabuzi, Halsey, Lizzo, Willow, Fergie, Dolly, and Alanis are all going to be in studio on Friday. We're going to have a live, our Facebook, the virtual Facebook page is going to have a live cam on them for the duration of the show. So you can just get some warm and fuzzies for Good Friday.
All right. So again, all they're doing
is just hanging out.
Just hanging out.
And yeah. Hopping around. I mean, you wanted to put a snake in there, but I put the kibosh on it.
Just turned it up.
Sometimes you got to mix it up.
Yes, sir. Okay.
The Bert Show.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.